but I'm awake, cause we struggle sometimes, but if it means that we get through, if it means that we get through, if it means that we get through.
You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of this show is Fast and Loose. And we're going to play Fast and Loose today because I'm going to be juggling a few different forms of media. Also, the discussion, what's the difference between morality and ethics? Answer will be given today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I can barely remember how it feels. I can barely remember how it feels. I can barely remember how it feels.
Hey, what's up? You are listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Having a good time today. I'll be honest with you. It's been good. It has been excellent, even. I am currently figuring out a situation with the... All right, got it. Figured it out. There it is. All right, so... In general, we've been talking about... Just talking about the difference between ethics and morality. That's going to be the subject of the show today. Also talking about the difference between Can I Call You Tonight by Dayglow, FM 84, Ollie Ride, Running with the Night. That's a sick song. That's getting added to the running playlist. Just songs about running in general. And then also Soul Wax's Empty Dance Floor, which is a song I just played, which I thought it was another song. I'm going to be honest with you. That's just some DJ transparency, essentially saying that, like, the deal here is that, yeah, sometimes, right, in DJ's infinite wisdom, you kind of forget what a song is. And I like that song by Soul Wax. It just might not fit into the flow of what I'm trying to do here today. Totally fine. All right. So, this is the last week of class for me. It's going to be, like, essay writing time, which means next week I'm just reading essays. That's all I'm going to do. This week is going to be typical to where I'm just kind of coming in hot, off of all this stuff that I'm doing. But next week, that's the week. Anyway, am I going to do something now? No, I'm not. Backing me up is Ratatat, Grape Juice City. And we'll go back to the music. There we go.
I know this time I will try to keep you. just can't stop all your loving. I can't stop you playing with me. I just can't stop all your loving. I can't stop. Can't stop all your loving. Can't stop you playing with me. I just can't stop all your loving.
For you every day, so call me up and
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We'll talk about what we just played. One second. All right, we played Poolside. Oh, no. We played Tied Up Right Now by Parcels, Poolside in Panama Can't Stop Your Loving, Call Me by Tessel, St. Lucia Give Me the Night is the last thing we played. Anyway, heck of a time to be alive. I'm going to tell you this. All right, so morality is the norms by which we understand life. That's what morality is. Okay? Right? Just these simple norms that we've kind of decided that you have to do or have to like not do. The observation of these norms is like the stuff of a lot of comedy, right? So if you like watch Jerry Seinfeld, all he's doing is observing norms and like commenting on them. Now, observing the norms or just like sort of being under the norms, that's sort of subconscious. We're just, you know, I walk down the sidewalk and I see someone coming the other way, I'm gonna move to the right. That's just what morality is. Morality is those norms, right? And you can discuss why they, not why they exist. You can discuss where they exist, right? Oh, I do this. I shake people's hands when I enter the room. I smile when I say things or when I compliment somebody. I don't like just insult someone, right? Those are morals, okay? That's what morality is. Anyway, ethics is talking about and challenging those morals, right? Morals, there's consequences. Okay, you feel bad or people are going to jump your case or whatever. Okay, if you do not pull over onto the right side of the road or the sidewalk. The road, it's like laws, whatever. But there's like a homogeny of morality when it comes to laws. But when you are walking down the street and you don't move and then somebody's going to either jump your case or they'll run into you or whatever, there's consequences. Now, when you talk about ethics, you say, why is the right side the side that we go to? Why not the left side? You know, most people are right-handed, okay? So if we move to the left hand, left side, then your right hand is right there, or, I mean, whatever. Any of those things, that's ethics. That's discussing ethics, is basically challenging why those morals are there. And you just are giving reasons and sort of excuses, and you're saying, all right, let's change this, or let's not change this. It's good how it is. That's like what ethics are. So anyway, there you have it. There's the difference. And I think a lot of stuff, you know, comedy comes down to observing more morals, you know, norms of society, and then sort of like playing off of that and being like, why do we do that? What's the deal with airplane boarding? I'm saying that because like I think Seinfeld's one of my favorite shows that I watch. It's like a comfort food show. And it's weird because I watch it in a lot of cases out of like a false nostalgia. It's not like I remember watching the season finale as like a really young kid. Because it was what my parents watched. They watched Seinfeld, and it was definitely the only show that they watched, and it was certainly a show that, like, if I was going to come sit at the top of the stairs and listen, they would get angry if they ever noticed. Right? But I just remember watching that and my parents just laughing like crazy. And it was so interesting because it's like, my parents are funny people, but they're not like, I'm making jokes all the time people. And Seinfeld's very much like a sort of this you know, meta comedy about what all these things are and why we do these things, and it's about nothing. So there's a lot of like, oh, it's interesting you guys like this, right? It's not some serious history of whatnot, you know, show. History of whatnot. That's the subject of my next book for dads, the history of whatnot, and why you're wrong and why the truth might be, you know, a fun fact you would bring up at a dinner somewhere at some point. All right. Let's go back to the music. Thanks for being with us. Fast and Loose. WMFO in Medford. 91.5.
We're riding down the boulevard.
Hey, I'm just going to cut in right here with a PSA. Walking is good exercise. Although other physical activities can provide a more vigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes by a healthy adult. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers on the road, it's safer than riding a bike. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Just like if we had more time. room. Black dress and Sunday shoes. I said, oh.
This is not-
Hey, what's up? You're listening to WMFO in Medford. We had, Duke Dumont, Ocean Drive, Kuahabin Time, you and I, which I kind of jumped over and I did have that PSA on. And then Nothing New by The Strike, great song, 2020, All the Time by Jungle. You know that, Raw. You know that. You know that track because I play that track all the time. All the time I play that track. That's the freaking deal. Anyway. Get out there and walk, especially since it's going to be final season, and if you're like me, you will do a terrible job of self-care during that time, and you'll just sort of, you know, put the same clothes on every day and walk to where I'm typing this thing, which is in my basement, all my papers. I'll drink like 4,000 cups of tea, and then I'll emerge at the end of it being like, man, I feel like someone really took something out of me there. When really, it doesn't have to be that way. I've had final seasons where I had a really good balance and everything got done. Anyway, it's going to be it for me this week. Maybe I'll do some subbing. I'll let you guys know. And I'll leave you with some Broken Social Scene. But that's it for me. Have a wonderful week. Everybody finishing classes this week, congratulations. Everybody not finishing classes this week, the toughs, stay in it. These last 2 weeks are like where you really solidify really the deal. With all these classes, you can get a lot done, especially towards the finals in these last couple of meetings. So anyway, hang in there. See you out there. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio.